Welcome back. Buck Rising here with you on 104.5 The Zone. We're very happy to have Titans outside linebacker Harold Landry, who's joined the show now before he heads out onto the practice field. Boss man, how are we living today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing all right. So I'm gonna make a bet with you, Harold. Okay, can we start it off this way?
Sure.
I want to get through this entire interview without asking you about a second pass rush move. Do you think I'm capable of that?
Yeah, I think you are.
I mean, honestly, has there ever been an interview or media availability that you've done that hasn't involved that question?
Nah, not really.
It's crazy to me that I remember the night that you got drafted that it even came up. So I said to myself, that's the one thing that we're not going to talk about today. I have Will Compton on every Wednesday because now that he's not got a job in the NFL, he just likes to call the radio show once a week. And I texted Will to see what was the one thing I have to ask you as a part of this interview today. And he told me that I need to ask you who makes the best biscuits and gravy in Nashville and why is it Will Compton? You didn't think it was this way, did it, Harold?
Nah, I didn't. It's definitely him though, for sure. We used to do that when he was here, I don't know what he'd be putting in it, but whatever it is, it's fire. So, shout out Will Compton and the biscuits.
And it's Whole 30, so it's like healthy. It's not bad for. So what's the off day look like when you go over to the Compton household?
It's just something we would do. I live kind of far from the facility, so whenever I would pull up, you know, we would link up at his crib and we would just hang out while he's, I guess, cooking.
Harold Landry here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So, I mean, Harold, you guys have had a mixed results in the first two games, right? Lose one, win one. You guys had an incredibly impressive performance, certainly as a defense. But what's this season been like for you so far? Because just watching your snaps specifically back on tape, man, it's hard to not notice how much of an impact, maybe not in the box score, but how much an impact you guys are having getting pressure up front.
I just feel like, in these first two games, we've kind of just been feeding off of each other. I feel like as a collective group, we've all been making plays and just feeding off of one another. And that's what football's about, you know, just being genuinely excited about whoever's making the play and just knowing that we have so many guys up front that can disrupt that we're all going to eat. So at the end of the day, I mean, it's been awesome so far in these first two games. We just got to keep going, keep preparing and improving.
I thought it was great the way that you guys schemed up the pressure against Seattle. The stunts that you guys were running, particularly with Autry and Simmons inside to create that pressure. How much easier on somebody like you on the outside does it make when those guys are able to push the pocket like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it plays a big role. When you get guys that are as disruptive as them, it has quarterbacks, you know, second-guessing if they want to step up or not, you know, which ultimately helps me and my job out. So, you know, I mean, it's definitely been awesome having those two guys in there wrecking havoc.
So you played in the AFC Championship game at Kansas City. Is Seattle the most hostile environment that you've been a part of, or is Kansas City up there too?
Kansas City is for sure up there too. That was a great game day environment, especially, you know, coming off a year where we didn't have fans. Even our first home game was very electric. Even though we lost, but the Seattle environment was definitely awesome.
No, there's no question it was an electric environment at Nissan Stadium, and I know one fans are excited to come back out to and see you guys against the Colts on Sunday. So it's not the first time that you guys have game planned for a quarterback who isn't necessarily the starter at the beginning of the year. We were talking to Jeff about this yesterday, and he basically said they run a lot of the same offense, whether it's, you know, from the years with Luck or Jacoby Brissett or Philip Rivers. Is that kind of what you got, the sense that you guys get on film right now, or do you expect it to look different depending on who the quarterback is?
We expect them to come in and try to run their offense, as is, regardless of who's at quarterback. We know it's going to be a big key to stop the run. Their offense is very talented, and they got a pair of backs that are electric. So we know at the end of the day, we're going to have to start with stopping the run first.
Is that what you guys, and I know you're watching the Colts offense, but is that what you saw with the Rams and what they were able to do up front?
Yeah, I think that yeah, they had the Rams had a good game plan. But we just know that at the end of the day, we just got to play, you know, our brand of football with what I've been saying. You know, regardless of who the opponent is, and I think we will have a success if we just focus on, you know, playing our style of ball.
So you in the second half at Seattle, your style of ball was 7 points total in the second half. It's one of the more impressive, and you guys have done that before. It's not the first time that you've stepped up that way. But what kind of changed for you all in that moment where you really pulled together and seemed to really find ways to impact the quarterback, stuff out the run, the coverage got substantially better, the pressure was able to get there. What changed for you guys?
No, I mean, I just feel like we're not a team that panics at all, regardless of score or situation. We got a group of guys that just battle and don't ever give in. And we just keep knocking at the wood, keep punching at it, keep going. In the second half, things were just, you know, finally started going our way. But no, I mean, we just go out there and we focus on, you know, being the more physical team. And just giving great effort and locking in and then focusing a play at a time. And I think once we started doing that, the tide started turning our way.
Titans outside linebacker Harold Landry is here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So with Derek breaking the big runs like he does and Bates no longer on the sideline to hype him up, who's the hype man on the sideline right now when Derek's breaking him loose?
I don't know if we got one individual person now, but I think it's a collective group effort.
I was about to say, nobody's Bates, right? Like, nobody's
yeah,
Derek Bates.
It's a collective group effort, for sure.
How big, I mean, you know, that has to, it gives life to the entire building, even though it's a hostile road environment, when Derek does that. I mean, you've seen him do that a million times, it feels like. Do you appreciate it each time, or is it just kind of routine at this point?
I mean, a little of both. I feel like he's done it so many times that it's just like, I guess, like the expectation of him. But like, just, you know, watching it in person, each time there's definitely still a wow factor that a guy his size can move like that. So, I mean, yeah, it's awesome to watch.
Well, we're looking forward to watching you guys on Sunday against the Colts. Continued health and success, Harold. And we made it through the interview. Not even a question about the second pass rush move, buddy. Take it easy.
Appreciate it.
Harold Landry here with us on 104.5 The Zone.